We'll be right back. Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 245. This is the big one. The one all of the quote-unquote conspiracy theorists warned us about, but we were too arrogant to listen. The entire world is on the edge of its collective seats, waiting daily for any trickle of news. So much shit is going on, it's hard to know where to even start here. New consoles are coming out. E3 is coming up. Can't wait for that. And, of course, we're all doomed. Eternally doomed. Doom Eternal is out as we speak. I'm itching in my britches to play more of it, I'm assuming. But the way this shit show works, I mean, I write it beforehand, believe it or not. And games come out on Fridays, even though every day is a Friday now. Or a weekend, anyway, I should say. On account of the, deadly, highly contagious death virus and all that. So we're going to have to wait for the end to hear about it. And I do mean the end. In the meantime, spend your last days on Earth visiting www.gruntfreepress.com. You have nowhere else to go. Nothing else to do besides cower in your self-isolation, avoiding all human contact. Welcome to my world. Give it a few months and you'll start to understand why I am the way I am. You could probably go back to old episodes of the podcast that you thought were bad or nonsensical and stupid, listen to those. And if, you know, if they start making sense to you, seek treatment immediately. Contact your nearest government agency for a testing kit. You probably have AIDS. I'm Absolute Deicide, aka Patient Zero. And you can email podcast@gruntfreepress.com if you're really that desperate and lonely. If I actually get an email for the first time in 5 years, the looting and rioting and raping is sure to follow shortly thereafter. This is really a sign of the times. So we're officially in phase one of these new console rollouts. Phase two, if you want to count the 2 or 3 years of, rumors abound that there are new consoles coming out. Will they? Will they happen? Or was this the last console cycle? Will they? And they will. And what will they be named? PlayStation 5 and fucking Xbox, whatever. I don't even know what the fucking new Xbox is called, to be honest. Xbox, I guess. But now they're getting into the specifics about hardware, which is good because, it's concrete information before we get to phase 3, which is showing off tech demos that may or may not turn into games. That will help the gameplay of a tech demo from a game made a year or so prior. And I'll shock everybody here by admitting that I'm not the most tech savvy of individuals. I mean, with this show and now, they'll show like fucking graphs of the console specs and I just see like numbers. I mean, that's what they are. It's just like, oh, here's a bunch of numbers. This is what fucking the PlayStation is going to have for numbers. This is what the Xbox is going to have for numbers. But I can even fucking tell you off the top of my head the specs of the PC that I'm using right now. I got the one with the highest numbers when I bought it and how it compares to these consoles that are coming out. I don't know. What am I, a fucking video game scientist or something? I can probably say for certain that the new consoles will be better than the current generation of consoles. And then in 2 years, they'll release some pro model that's better than that. And if you want to drop a couple grand, you can buy a PC that's even better than that. So welcome to the world of video games. The main sticking point this round seems to be what they're aiming for is 4K gaming at 60 frames per second. And it's like, okay, well, it's capable of doing that, but does that mean every game? Probably not, but they want the systems to be able to do that. I mean, admittedly, I haven't watched any of the press conferences. They had just, you know, those rollout fucking conferences like, oh, here's fucking whatever guy standing on stage pointing at graphs. I didn't watch any of those because you can just look at the graphs and fucking just cut all that bullshit out. So I don't plan to do that either. But from what I've seen and read, I haven't heard a word about VR capabilities yet. So that's promising. From from my half-assed browsing, what I see, you know, the new Xbox is going to be a more powerful Xbox, and they seem to be sticking to the guns about having everything, all your games and shit, carry over and be backwards compatible. And the new PlayStation is a more powerful PlayStation, and they're selling the big point for them is like, they have some fancy new type of solid state drive technology to reduce load times and shit. And they're trying some sort of backwards compatibility for the PlayStation 5 too, but they seem to be in like a little bit behind, like where the Xbox was like 3 years ago, where they kind of have to do it game by game, case by case to make it backwards compatible. And at first I read they're aiming to have like the first, like the first 100 most popular PS4 games ready to go by launch to be backwards compatible. And then I read recently, it's like, oh, you know, the top like 400 or five, like who knows? There's fucking like, oh, I'm gonna have a bunch of fucking PS4 games ready to go. So at this phase, phase two, this literally seems like a continuation of the current generation. Video games will continue for the foreseeable future. Maybe, however long that is, who knows. And I continue to play Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Still haven't beaten it. Still looking to break that shit streak, but I think I'm getting close. It kind of pulled a Zelda early on, where you know, you're going along, minding your own business, clearing out the map. You've got your dashes and your double jumps, and you fight a boss or two, and then they introduce the Triforce, or in this case, some fucking seedlings or some shit you gotta find, wisps, and that would make the most sense. It's like, yeah, here's some fucking, here's three new MacGuffins that you have to find, and they're spread across the map, so go find them in order to fucking continue. All of the areas, or dungeons, if you will, they're all themed, kind of, like, you know, different sections of the map. There's a dark, spooky forest. There's a dark, spooky cave. And there's a surprisingly light and cheery water temple. I mean dungeon. I mean fucking area, whatever the fuck you want to call it. There's probably an optional path, or like an optimal path to go through them. So again, I write these out beforehand. I actually spilled water on this fucking notebook, so this will be fun. I'll probably fuck a lot more shit up than usual. So there's probably like an optimal path to go through, like the levels and shit, but as always, I did everything completely ass backwards, and I had a hell of a time climbing up to the top right of the map. It's like the first thing I tried to do was like, oh, there's something up there. There's one of these fucking wisps or whatever the fuck was glowing on the, on the map, some fucking waypoint you gotta go to. Let's just go to this one in the top right. So, go up there, and everything's fucking killing me in two hits. And I'm almost like glitching my way onto like platforms and shit to get up there. Not really like glitching, but, they obviously had in mind that it's like you can do like the second part of the game in any order. Like, you know, and it's pretty like free form like that. But each section that you go through gives you, you know, new abilities that make the rest of it easier to traverse. But so, yeah, I'm going up to this, the top right, and I'm struggling my way to what, you know, it's like, all right, I'm going to like the top of the map pretty much. And there's a temple entrance, the Temple of Wasting Time. And when I try to enter it, it says, you need all three wisps before this door will open. So that was a pointless struggle to get through. To like, I go to this fucking top right first, and that's the last place you're supposed to go, apparently. Pointless struggle. I mean, metaphor for life. I mean, those abilities that you get, the Zelda, Metroid, Castlevania-style abilities, they'll let you get to the places that you need to go in each area, like the ones that they give you. You enter whatever, the water temple, and here's like some shit to help you get through there. Gain the ability to like dash attack while you're swimming in there. So that, I mean, you get that and you go back to places you've already been, and that lets you get to like all these secret places on the map to, so you can go there and get like health upgrades and all that. I mean, that's like required to finish the water area, but in that water section, there are all these bubbles that float up as, the surface of the water. You'll just see fucking a bubble go from the bottom and fucking float up in the air and shit, come out of the water. And you have to use like this feather item to blow the bubbles around. I try to like get them under spikes and into areas that you can get to and jump on and fucking get you up higher and shit. Use them as like launch pads to get up to higher platforms, bubble puzzles, if you will. And I'd fuck with that, like trying to do it, like blowing it with the fucking feathers and shit for a while. And it was just like a pain in the ass. But then half the time it's like, well, it seems like this is what I'm supposed to do, is like blow these fucking bubbles around and deal with this. But then I'm like, wait a minute, I can just use like another ability that I have to just completely bypass all this fucking puzzle shit and just get up to where I need to go. Because I did like a fire area before that, once again, doing everything in the most like difficult backwards order I could possibly do it. So from doing that fire area, you get this fireball that you can toss in the air, and then you can dash off, you jump up and you dash off of the fireball in a direction, and it launches you up higher, like you would off of those bubbles, So, it's much easier just to do that instead. I mean, you can control the arc of the fireballs when you toss them. And you can use it as long as you have like it costs like mana or whatever, just like a little bit of mana to fucking like to use it, rather than waiting for some gay ass bubble to float up and dicking around with the feather blowing around, all that jazz. Like, I can just fucking sit here and just throw up a fireball and just do it and just fucking just completely bypass the puzzle. So that's what I did. It's my reward for making everything more difficult for myself. Those NPC interactions that I talked about, they never really let up, by the way. I mean, from how far I've gone, they get a little bit more spread out as you're exploring deeper into the game, but it's apparently not enough that you come across like a giant sleeping bear blocking your path. You have to be able to go up to it and like, it's like, hey, there's a bear blocking my path, but you can talk to the bear, and even though it's pretty obvious, you're going to have to wake him up to like, it's like, hey, he's a big snoozing fucking bear blocking me. I mean, I need something to fucking wake him up and get him to move. There has to be another anthropomorphic animal that you can talk to right outside his den to tell you, you talk to him. He's like, I tried tickling the bear's nose to wake him up, but it didn't work. Perhaps if I had a really big feather, like that might help. If I had a bigger feather to tickle him with. So, yeah, all right, so I'm going to get, like, a giant feather later on, and I'll have to use that on him. I mean, I probably could have figured that one out on my own. Maybe not. I mean, maybe it would have stumped me and frustrated me, and maybe I would have, given up on it and looked at a walkthrough, and then probably bitched about what a bullshit cryptic puzzle it was that you had to use a fucking feather on a stupid bear's nose to wake him up. But, I mean, if, like, that's one of those, like, aha moments, like a real take on me revelation. It's pretty rare in modern games to come across that. I'm like, all right, I'm just like stumped at a spot. And again, you can fucking look up, I do get stuck on shit and look up like walkthroughs. It was just like one of these deals where it's just this like genre of game, like this type of game. It would have been cool just to have that and been like, all right, well, then like you progress and you come back, like, oh, I have the feather, I figured it out, like later. But, now we're conditioned where if we're stuck for more than 10 seconds, fuck it, look it up, or there's walkthroughs you can look at, and YouTubes, you just pull that up at the tip of your fingers and type in sleeping bear or in the blind forest, and you'll figure it out. So rather, they just kind of know that, well, if we get them stomped, they're just going to fucking do that anyway. So here's a monkey man in game instead, that's going to tell you exactly what you need to do, more or less. And I wonder why my ADD gets worse and I get stupider by the day. It's all about the instant gratification. damn millennials who are like grown ass adults now. So Ori's pretty straightforward. You're just uncovering the map and getting new abilities that let you explore more of the map. I mean, that's Metroidvania. That's what you do. You end up getting more abilities and you have buttons on your controller. So you have to like bring up a selection wheel. You can just pick from like, here's all your abilities that you have available to you, and like a weapon wheel or whatever. Pick what you want. You can like assign it to, I think it's like A's jump, so it's Y, X, or B. You can fucking do the abilities on. You don't have to like swap them out. It's not like you're really, there's only, you don't have to like pull up that wheel constantly. You're not like, it's not like a nuisance that you're fucking doing that all the time. But, because there's certain ones that you almost always want access to. Like, it's like, here's an ability that lets you heal yourself. And you do take damage really quick. So with that equipped, you can just suck your way through most of the combat encounters. Until they get clever. Like, hey, wait a minute. We probably shouldn't let them just, like, heal their way out of this one. So here's a fucking... the water temple boss fight, for example, where, you're fighting like a giant toad that forces you to swim in the water when you're fighting him. So you can't use your abilities as you're swimming. So then you have to kind of pay attention, which is hard when you have ADD that keeps getting worse. I don't know why that is, but it seems to happen. There's quite a few collectibles you're searching for, the health and the mana upgrades, those, these like purple stones that you can get, that you can, it's like currency that you spend. There's like a main village in the middle of the map that you use those purple stones. You spend them to complete projects that allow access to other side areas, and then there's like a main currency that you get from finding, you can find like caches, like this giant orbs. You find like, go behind like hidden walls. Like, hey, this is just like a big fucking giant, like glowing yellow orb that's like a bunch of currency. And you also like rack it up whenever you kill enemies. Like, you kill anything, it's fucking like, oh, here's a few fucking yellow orbs you get into. Like, the main currency, you just like keep piling up. And you get a shitload of it. I'm sitting on like, I don't know, like 100 grand or so of glowing orb bucks. And there's not really that much to do with the money. Like, occasionally you'll run across somebody, another NPC, some guy like selling a map. It's like, hey, you want to buy this map? And it's like 500 orbs, pocket orbs. It's fucking orbs that you find between the fucking couch cushions. Then back at the village, there's another NPC who will sell you. It's like, he has like a selection of other optional abilities that you can buy from him. When I was looking at those, it's like, none of these really seem that good. It's not like I'm even worried about spending the money. It's just like, I'm just not going to use these abilities that he's selling. I always hate the ones that are like, it's like, this like passive ability that, you'll do like more damage when your health is below 10% or something like that. Or, your defense goes up when you're below like, 30% health, shit like that. Not something I really want to rely on or think about, and it kind of fucks up my sense of how much damage my attacks are doing. You can also spend currency to upgrade some of the abilities that you have, the ones that you like and you use a lot. It's like, hey, these ones you can spend orbs and fucking max them out or whatever. But yeah, I did that and I fucking maxed them out like pretty early on, the main ones that I'm using. So now I'm the fucking Scrooge McDuck of fucking orbs over here. That with like nothing to do with them. It's like a vault of them. Like, I don't know, dude, I'm fucking rich as shit in this world of Ori, but I'm rich in the blind forest or whatever. But it's fucking, I have nothing to spend it on. I'm still fucking chipping away at Ori in the Will of the Wisps. That's the name of it, right? The sequel. But I'm still enjoying it. I still have every intention of completing it at some point, but, I've had every intention of completing every other game that I played in the past few months and shit the bed on that miserably. It's almost like my ADD is getting worse by the day. I wonder why that is. Plus, Doom Eternal came out. And it's the one we've all been waiting for. So without further ado, remember last week when I was dismissing the need to switch your web browser? It seems like a pointless thing to even think about, let alone record 20 minutes of a podcast about. I'd be fucking retarded. they're all the same. All the web browsers are the same. They're just fucking open web pages. Who cares? Well, I thought fucking karma really bit me in the ass because I started having streaming problems again last week. And not the usual ones that come up every now and then. Not the fucking like time to get on the phone and yell at Comcast. Not like those kind of internet problems that have been ongoing for over a decade. The streams themselves weren't cutting out. They were like stuttering as I was watching them, like on like another monitor. They're just like stuttering consistently. Like every 10 seconds, the video would freeze for a second or two. Then it would, you know, it'd come back, it'd be good, and then it would freeze, and come back. And I was opening up, like, looking at OBS, and I wasn't dropping any frames, like zero drop frames, everything's green. Like, OBS is saying the stream should be fine. Where before, like, when I was, my normal, like, the normal streaming problems, like, it just cut out on OBS, and it was like, oh, my internet's just cut. No, it's like, no, everything seems to be fine. It's just me watching the stream is the problem. I thought maybe it was like a restream problem, like OBS is sending it to restream and it's fine, but restream's fucking it up somehow when it's like transmitting. So I was researching that, going on like the restreams like Discord and shit. No real news about problems on their end. Usually if there's a problem, you go into like the OBS or the restream Discord. There's a bunch of people like, oh, my shit's fucking up. It's like something similar to what you're having, but. No, I'm fucking like restarting everything. I'm like checking everything I have open for updates. Now, of course, there's some hidden Windows update you have to like manually check for to get. You know, fucking that Microsoft shit. There always is. I'm like disconnecting. I'm like trying to like disconnect channels. Just like turn off channels from the restream dashboard. I'm like trying to narrow down like what this new fucking nightmarish problem is. But no matter what I do, I'm getting the same shit. Someone that's in my chat in like the DLive chat, I think, or maybe it's the YouTube chat, that they're saying like, I'm explaining like, dude, like I kept like shutting my stream off, turning it back on. I'm like, hey, hold on a second. I kept like checking, refreshing all this shit, and like, tweaking and turning shit off, and I'm just like, dude, just hold on. Like, I don't mind. You know, I don't blame you if you leave. This kind of sucks. But he was saying, like, sometimes that problem happens. It just depends on whatever device you're using to just like, you're watching your own stream, and depending on what you use, like, it might be fucking up. But I'm using the same PC that I've been using for years. I mean, I never had a problem until now watching my streams, but I open up my Twitch channel on my phone, and sure enough, like, it looks fine on the phone. Looks like perfect, but it's chugging along on my $800 PC that I'm just trying to watch fucking video on. I paid $800 for it like 5 years ago, but what the fuck? It's like I can't fucking stream video on it now. Just like simple fucking like video streaming. So I started thinking I have to like shove my words last week up my own ass, which isn't rare. I mean, that's why I keep an industrial sized jar of aloe infused massage lotion by my bed. I'm just thinking like, fuck, maybe it is Microsoft Edge. Maybe that really is a pile of dog shit and I have to get like Google Chrome. Like maybe that's going to fix everything. If it's just, it's a streaming problem. It's just like a watching video problem on my end. So, I downloaded and installed Chrome. I was fucking the whole time just thinking like, dude, I was fucking just talking about this last week about how fucking retarded it is talking about like different web browsers and shit, but I got to try it. So I download Chrome and guess what? Same exact problem. Like it didn't fucking matter at all. When I was watching my streams, I'd have like four windows open. I'd have like Twitch, YouTube, Mixer, DLive, and I have all those open, and all of them are showing the same like stuttering stream, which would make sense because they're all receiving the same broadcast. Like, you know, the way it works is OBS sends it out to Restream and Restream broadcasts it. So just like, again, I'm still thinking it's like Restream. It's just like, why else would all of these, all four of them have the same problem while I'm fucking looking at it? Yet I look at Twitch on my phone again and hey, it's fine. Like, no matter, it's like, it's fucking stuttering like shit on these four windows, but on my phone, this looks fine. So I close all of the windows and I just open Twitch on the PC and it's fucking like, now that's fine. Like, now that looks fucking perfect. So I'm like, all right, so that's okay. So let's try opening like a YouTube page. That works. And then I open Mixer up and then that's when everything goes to shit. So I think it might be like, this might be like another separate Microsoft problem where, because Mixer is like integrated with your Xbox profile and your Windows fucking profile and all that shit, and they have like real time achievements that are, they're popping up on your computer, any computer that's signed into, you know, your fucking Microsoft ID, your Windows ID, and you unlock an achievement, it all pops up everywhere at once, like on your phone, like all that shit. You know, and there's like real time, you know, that's all popping up. Now I'm playing, you know, and this is happening as I'm playing Ori too, which is, you know, a first party Microsoft game. I'm doing it through their Xbox launcher on my PC. So I was thinking like, you know, maybe this is just Microsoft overload. So I'm close Mixer. Like I have, you know, I have like the three windows open, just close Mixer and then everything's fine again. So then I try like opening up Mixer again and it's shit. Then I try opening up DLive and then DLive breaks it too. So I honestly don't know what the real problem is, like what fucking retarded update where broke something that was working fine for like 5 years. But for whatever reason, now I can only have two browser windows open at once. That's technology improving. Just like this. It's like this fucking high tech operation here. So we're all doomed, eternally and internally. So finally, here we are. Doom Eternal is out, the sequel to one of the best shooters in the past 10 years. And lest we forget, it's fucking Doom. One of the best video game series in the history of video game series. New Doom game, kind of a big deal. They haven't let us down yet. Even the mobile Doom RPG was surprisingly decent. So I went into Doom Eternal with the mindset that it was basically going to be very similar to Doom 2016, just with some additions. You know, fucking new enemies, weapons, modes, the usual sequel stuff. And that's all they really needed to do. And I would have been happy. I saw, like, you know, just the initial reveal and, you know, trailers and all that shit. And then I stopped watching any previews, and I obviously wasn't going to spoil shit for myself and watched the, you know, all these videos that are like, hey, here's the first hour of gameplay or anything like that. just like, yeah, I know it's more Doom. What's to really know about it? Doom Eternal is actually very different from the last game. You know, you can look at like, you know, clips of the action in the game, the shooting, you visually see that a lot of the same shit is there, you know, the same glory kills where you weaken an enemy enough and they'll be stunned and they're glowing and shit. And you run up to them and rip them apart with your bare hands and glowing orbs pop out of them. And you use that to refill your health, your armor and your ammo and all that. If anything, looking at it, it looked more video gamey and arcadey than the last game. I mean, there's lives now. You can rack up lives. You find these Doom Guy helmets in hidden areas that have, you know, just like a glowing helmet, and then says like one up under it. And that seemed kind of like cheesy. It's like, why are they doing fucking lives in a fucking Doom game? That's kind of ridiculous. Until you start playing the game and realize that they made it way fucking harder, and you need those extra lives. You're going to be like replaying the same sections repeatedly until you have like every power up and ammo pickup and grav lift in the arena that you're fighting, and you have to have it like burned into your brain. It's like, otherwise it's like, dude, this is like ridiculously hard. So I started playing the game on ultra violence. It was fucking hard. The game was kicking my ass. I figured, like, yeah, I played enough fucking Doom in my lifetime, and I know how the systems work. You know, just keep moving, keep doing the glory kills, chainsaw demons when you run low on ammo. But Eternal's fucking ridiculous. Like, you're always low on ammo. You go from having like 100% health and you know, max armor to having all these like near death warnings flashing all over the screen in seconds. Yeah, there's a lot of really precise, intense platforming that's very easy to fuck up, and you'll fall and you'll lose a bunch of life, and then you go into a combat encounter on the verge of death and on the verge of tears usually, because it's just like, fuck, dude, goddamn it, why is this so hard? I should be better at Doom than I am. So yeah, I had to turn the difficulty down to Hurt Me Plenty. You know, it was one of those deals where I probably couldn't keep, I could have kept it on ultra violence and just kind of brute force my way through the game on hard or whatever. But, you know, my skill level shit, it just isn't there. like to the point where it was like starting not to even be fun, where it's just like, fuck, dude. It's just like, I'll go into like an area, it's like, oh, this first little encounter is just killing me over and over again. Then I kind of like get through on like luck or whatever. It's like, ah, that just kind of sucks. Like, I just like dick my way through that. It also didn't help that I started playing the game with a controller, because, you know, I played Doom 2016 with a controller and I did just fine with that in that game. I was even sort of a beast in multiplayer on PC using a controller. Doom Eternal's like so much faster. There's so much more shit going on and more items and grenades and, you know, dashes, like all the shit that's on like cooldowns that you have to keep track of, and the severe lack of ammunition that you're dealing with throughout the entire game. You miss a couple of shots and you're going to be in trouble. Like, I think there's an option to turn on some sort of like aim assist to help with using controller, but just like, I'd rather not do that. Like, I'm playing on fucking PC or whatever, dude. It's just kind of, I'd rather not have it aiming for me. I know, like, it's not like that type of auto aim or aim assist, but it still seemed kind of ridiculous. I could just play with a mouse and keyboard and be fine. So I did that. A couple weird technical things about the game we have to get out of the way. As far as like the keyboard controller thing is concerned, for some reason, if you have a controller plugged into the computer, that's like the default that the game recognizes. So you can use a mouse and keyboard, but all of the prompts on screen will show the controller buttons as long as it's plugged in. And there's no way that I've found to change that. I think there was an option to disable control, like disable the controller or whatever, and I did that. I turned that on or off, whatever you want to call it, but it still shows buttons, not keys, just like the Xbox buttons. You know, that's an issue when there are a lot of different keys that you're using. So I just, you know, I just unplugged my controller completely. Like, that's the only way I could find to fix that, to have like the actual keyboard prompts come up. The other thing, it's a big, you know, it's a big milestone with a new, when a new Doom game comes out. You know, can your computer run it? And if so, you know that you're only a real gamer if you can run it on maximum graphical settings. And I could. I mean, I turned it up on, you know, everything up into, I turned all the options up to Nightmare, the highest it can go, and it showed, you know, at the top of the screen, it shows you, like, your VRAM and your computer, like, how much you have left. And I still had some VRAM to play with, some to spare. And the game ran just fine. It was nice and smooth, looked great. And then just fucking, like, crashed, like, black screen. And not only did the game crash, it just completely shut off my PC completely. So I just turned it back on, start playing again, and I was like, maybe that was a fluke, because, you know, the game was just running flawlessly up until that point. Then it just randomly crashes again. Did a little of my patented half-assed research, and the only thing I can find is, you know, some articles saying, you know, there have been some reports that running the game on higher settings will cause crashes with certain hardware configurations. So the only way to really fix that is to lower it to, like, high or whatever. So, yeah, you know, great. You know, it's like fucking playing Gears 5 all over again. it's just gonna crash randomly for no reason. But so I did that. I dropped everything down to high, and you know what? Game still looks good on high. You can barely notice the difference. And the game hasn't crashed since. So, you know, PC gaming, man. I'm telling you, yeah. For all the fucking, it's like, PC, it's not like it used to be. It's just so much easier now, and compatibility is not really an issue, like all that shit. Like, fuck it, everything will run on everything, and you just have to turn some settings down or whatever. Well, it's kind of the case here, but that becomes like, I don't know, dude. Like, why is this crashing? I don't know, dude. Just fucking, it's just gonna randomly fuck your shit up for some reason. Probably time to buy a new PC from scratch is pretty much what that comes down to. And that day is coming soon, my friends. As much as my wallet is dreading it, especially in these uncertain times. I mean, GameStops are closing down, so it truly is as close to the end of the world as you're gonna get. So yeah, it's Doom Eternal, really. It's actually more, I think the game's more natural feeling than I expected. I mean, gone are like the really blatant battle arenas where, you know, there's some demon heart in the center of this arena that you had to run up and, like, punch or, like, rip the center out of, and then a bunch of enemies are going to spawn in. I don't really do that anymore. This is more open. I mean, you'll still hit these areas where you have to kill everything to open up a gate, but those kind of, like, spring up out of nowhere. Just be, like, walking, you know, running around the fucking map, and, like, oh, hey, some fucking, you know, zombies and shit just fucking, like, go into a hallway, and then before you know it, you're just kind of, like, surrounded by shit. You'll see, like, one lonely demon just minding his own business on the ruins of Earth, and you start fighting him, and then some metal music kicks in, and before you know it, you're surrounded by caco demons and fucking imps and spider masterminds and all that good shit. And did I mention I find the game extremely difficult? When you're fighting anything that's like a tier, like anything that's above, like, your standard imp or zombie, everything else is really like a serious threat. And instead of just having overall hit points that you're whittling down to kill them, like in most, well, Doom in general, like, I don't think there's ever been, like, I get more, you know, it does more damage if you get headshots or anything like that. Each enemy has, like, their weak points that you're aiming for, or you're trying to aim for anyway. And there's this so much constant fucking chaos happening that you can barely focus on anything, or I can, as you're fighting. But if you manage to, like, get a grenade or, like, another type of explosive in a caco demon's mouth when he opens it up, that's pretty much like a one-shot kill. He'll swallow it, and it explodes inside him. But, you know, he'll enter, like, a glory kill state, like, right from that. I mean, the only thing with that is, you know, it takes a few seconds for that to kick in, like, after you fucking, like, shoot the grenade or whatever in there. For, you know, you have to wait for the gulping animation to finish. So, you know, in the meantime, you probably have, like, a dozen other threats as you're waiting for that to happen. You have to deal with that. And then you have to, like, it's like, all right, now I have to remember that, you know, this fucking Caco demon's fucking going to be in, like, a state that I can run up to him and like, glory kill him or whatever. You have to, like, run up and get him, finish him off before he recovers. Then he's just going to be, you know, he'll be back to normal. But, you know, if you don't take advantage of that, you know, if you don't go for, like, that weak point of him, the Caco demons are no fucking joke. Like, again, you're kind of, like, shifting your focus all over the place all the time as you're playing the fucking game. Is this shit coming at you from everywhere? And you know, some red asshole floating in the sky is pretty easy to forget about until you catch like a blue plasma ball in the back of your head and you're fucking looking around wondering what the fuck just happened to all your health. I mean, like, yeah, like those spider masterminds, I don't even know what the fuck to do with them. And like most encounters, like they just like shoot a bunch of lasers in a random spread. And their weak point that the game tells you is to destroy their tail. Like their tail is like another stronger, like plasma weapon on it or whatever. So that they can't like fire these bombs at you. But I mean, even if you destroy that, they're still super deadly without the tail. I mean, they have like the revenants that you can blow up their shoulder cannons. And it's like, oh, now they can't use their missiles. But you know, now they can only attack you with like physical attacks, but it's like, great. Well, now I don't have to worry about them like hovering in the air and firing rockets at you. But now you have like this crazed bullet sponge fucking spider running at me, trying to tear me apart. And everything else in the game is just fucking hard. Like even after I turn the difficulty down, you know, it's like, all right, now I'm on like Hurt Me Plenty or whatever. It's like, now I feel like I have more of a chance now, but it's definitely not too easy. Like most games, it's like, oh, this is fucking like really hard. So whatever, if a hard time, it's like, I'll turn it down like one notch on the difficulty. In most games I do that on, it's like, well, now it's too easy. I was thinking the same thing was going to be with this, where it's fucking like, oh, you know, Nightmare or whatever, fucking Ultra Violence is too hard. I'm going to turn it down to Hurt Me Plenty. And it's going to be like too, I was going to run through it, but, not the case. I mean, it's just, I just think I'm getting worse at video games in general every week. It's crazy how much content is packed into the game. I mean, there's just fucking shit everywhere. More collectibles and secrets than in Ori and the Will of the Wisps, I think. You know, you'll see a fucking purple orb in like a corner somewhere. You activate it and it starts this like timed combat challenge where you fight, spawn in like a small group of demons and you have to like take them out as quickly and efficiently as possible. And if you pass it, they give you like a suit upgrade point. I think I've only been able to pass one of them because again, it's just fucking hard. I tried a couple of them. So I got like the first one and the second one. It's like, I can't really do this. There's so many different skill trees and like runes and like all these crystals you can collect and upgrade all your shit. I haven't really, you know, it's like all this shit they're introducing and it's like fucking, you know, it's like these tips will pop up, I'll read them, I'll go through it. And then like afterwards, I'm like, I totally forget what the fuck I just picked up or like what this does or how to even get to like the menu I was just looking at. Haven't really made sense of that just yet. I think there's one thing I'm not too hot on, in the game, you know, Doom. Doom is supposed to be relatively simple and straightforward. Yeah, I mean, there's like these environmental puzzles and the levels themselves can be like, you know, mazes. I mean, that's what, when I think of like classic Doom, it's like, yeah, the levels are kind of mazes. You're getting key cards and backtracking and opening up all these fucking like colored doors and all that shit. That is one thing that Doom Eternal brings back, I think, that wasn't really in the last one. Like the last one seemed pretty straightforward. If you just want to go the main path, you just go and just do your thing. It's taking me in Eternal. It's taking me a while just to figure out like the main path they want me to take. Sometimes, you know, there's these fucking like swing bars, like whatever monkey bars, whatever you can jump off of and swing off of and get up, you know, get up higher and you know, there's the fucking walls that, you know, climbable walls you fucking cling onto and climb and jump off of and all that shit. And like some of those are, you have to like look down, like, you know, be on like a cliff and you look down and you see like a random fucking wall. It's like, all right, well, I have to figure out how to get there. It's like a mile away, that fucking wall they want me to get to, but that's like the main path. Like normally it'd be like a secret or something, but it's fucking like, no, I have to like do this, like figure out this fucking platforming puzzle. Like that's what they want me to do. And some of the platforming involves like hitting like these time switches and like jumping blindly off of ledges and just kind of like hoping you can find. It's like, I just fucking jump blindly. He's got to go somewhere. I was fucking jumping, like look around and try to figure out where I'm going real quick. That's definitely like that type of thing. I think it's definitely more, even though the platforming and the jumping is new, jumping's not Doom. I mean, that wasn't in the original Doom, but I mean, just like the platforming and like trying to figure out where you're going, like that feels like, all right, this, even though it's different that you're, you know, doing all this fucking aerial acrobatic shit, it's like, hey, this feels more like playing a Doom game of just kind of being a little bit lost in your playing but figuring it out without too much trouble. So I think that's, yeah, that's more, that has more of a classic feel to it than, again, like 2016, like there's just like, hey, there's a bunch of arena fights and you're kind of just going straight forward and there's like secrets and shit off the main path. It just feels like if you want to just go through the game, you're gonna have to use your noggin just a little bit. Yeah, but all of like the upgrades and different grenade types and equipment, the flamethrower, and there's this, you know, this shockwave punch, like you just ran, you get it at a certain point in the game. It's like, okay, you had a melee before, but now you have like a super melee, but that's gonna like charge up or whatever before it goes. I think there's four abilities that you have that at all times that are on cooldown. And like, that's just cool to use. And you can, when you pull it off, you remember like, oh yeah, I have a fucking freeze grenade I can fucking throw. Then I have like a flamethrower and I have like this and that. Awesome when you can pull off some cool shit with it, but not so cool when you switch from a controller to a keyboard and you forget what fucking buttons you're supposed to press half the time for anything. Then it's not too cool. When just like fucking like, oh, I need fucking ammo, or I'm like overwhelmed or something, and I forget what the fuck I have. Is it like Q or is it R or what the fuck am I doing? Not so great then. Again, kind of my fault, but hey. The other thing is like the flow of the combat's very different. It just, you know, you always have to be moving. That's not like a recommendation. It's like, hey, you should probably be like moving out of the way and like strafing. It's like, no, you have to do that or you're just going to be dead. And whereas in the olden days of 2016 Doom, I think like the guns like had enough punch, like they did enough damage where, and there also seemed to be like enough cover around in most places where you could. Not that like really taking cover helped anything too much. Like you're not like regenerating health or anything like that, but you could like take cover just to kind of like pause and not get shot for a second and, you know, take a breath and then like, all right, I can fucking like reassess of what I have, like my ammo and switch weapons or something, then come out. Doom Eternal, like you can't even do that. Like there's no opportunity to really even like take cover and just like breathe. It's just constant, dude. There's shit everywhere. Now you try to figure out where you're getting shot from and you start like getting nailed from another direction. Even just like saying like, I say like, oh, you have to move. So you think like, I just have to be like strafing and like dodging and dashing and like double jumping. If I just keep doing that, I'll be okay. But even that's like no guarantee that you're not going to eat shit. Like it's just fucking, you can just do that all you want. It's just fucking like, no, not really. So you have to like fucking like really be like strategic and know like, I was playing on fucking like ultra violence or whatever. Just like I had to do it a few times just to get the grasp of, okay, this is what I have available to me here. These are the enemies that are going to be here. I should probably like, you know, fucking have like think ahead of like, all right, I should have guys with shields that can shoot the shields of the fucking plasma. Like that's the weakness and that'll fucking cause an explosion. And this guy, then a Kako Demon is going to be there. So I should switch to like, assault rifle that can shoot secondaries, like shooting a grenade, so that's going to take care of them. And if you don't know that, so you just fucking like walk in like, oh, what is this shit, and you're fucking like dead, you know. So again, it might be, I would recommend to someone who sucks at video games, maybe try it on Hurt Me Plenty first. So you know, I'm just that a lot of people say that's what Doom is about. It's fucking, oh dude, Doom's fast, it's all about speed. But I think I've said this before, probably. This isn't my first Doom rodeo. I always played the older ones a lot slower than most people would. Yeah, I'd be like popping out from behind a wall, you know, the shotgun, take a shotgun blast, and like jump back into cover for a little bit and wait until you hear like the enemy firing, and then like, all right, well, that he fired, I'll pop out, I'll shoot, I'll fucking duck back. Again, not the way most people play Doom, but that's just kind of how I did it, how I remember it. Like fucking, that's kind of my memory of playing Doom. And when I play Doom still, it's kind of like fucking, I play it slower than most people. You see like these fucking, you know, people like, I'm doing like all these modded whatever, ultra whatever, and they're fucking just like constantly moving and running and fucking, you know, doing whatever. So, yeah, I mean, just doing like that pop and take cover, you know, take cover and pop out and shoot. Not an option really in Doom Eternal. It's just like so fast, and I'm so old and slow and retarded. You know, I have a tough time keeping up with the young demon pups, I guess. Another thing that's kind of a disappointment, and I'm kind of talking out of my ass here because I haven't even played whatever multiplayer options they have for Doom Eternal yet. Maybe it's awesome. I saw like the initial thing of like, oh, here's what we're doing for multiplayer, and they have like the asymmetrical 2-on-1 or whatever, like demons versus Doom guy thing. Or I think I saw like something about, oh, people can invade your game. I haven't really fucking dug into the options that far to even look at that, but there's no traditional deathmatch or team deathmatch in it. And I know a lot of people didn't like the 2016 deathmatch. They're like, it was just kind of a shitty throwaway thing, but I liked it. I mean, I read a statement from the developers saying like, you know, we're not interested in bringing like deathmatch and team deathmatch back because it wasn't Doom, you know. And this is something else I think I've said before, but the original Doom was like the original online deathmatch game. You know, that was the first one. You know, people played it on like shitty dial up modems, and people enjoyed it, goddamn it, back in the day. And now somehow like the unwashed masses opinion that like it's like, oh, it's just Doom 2016 was just like this bare bones, fast and simple team deathmatch. Like, that doesn't fit with what Doom is. And then again, that's kind of what the original Doom was. That somehow spread into like the official id development mentality. That's kind of like concerning. And yeah, I mean, sure, you could say like, yeah, the deathmatch was just there to kind of extend the life of the game for a little bit after you finish the campaign, but I enjoyed it. I mean, why does everything I enjoy have to be taken from me? But I mean, to compensate for that, for not having a multiplayer, I have no idea really how long the campaign is. Again, I've kind of been like avoiding everything, just playing it by myself, like fresh as I go. But it seems like it's going to be massive. Like the campaign just seems like fucking massive from what I can see. They give you like a fast travel option so you can fast travel in a Doom game. So how was that Doom, by the way? Fast travel, what the fuck is this? And you have like a base of operations too, like a main hub. That's massive. I mean, it displays all the collectibles that you found, and you can activate even more upgrades and just like all these unlockable skins and challenges and all this shit. Yeah, you collect like different keys in the levels, you bring it back to the base, you unlock these doors, and there's more shit in there. So it kind of reminds me of like the crypt from Mortal Kombat. I mean, I haven't even really scratched the surface of it just yet. It's just fucking like, oh, here's your base, and fucking you could tell it would just take a ridiculous amount of game time to unlock everything in there. I was just like, oh, you know, it's like, okay, oh, cool. Here's the base. And like, oh, here's your objective marker you have to go to. I'm like, oh, I'll fuck around for a little bit and go up and down the stairs and check out all the corridors. And I'm like, yeah, this is really big. Like, I don't want to like deal with this right now. I'm just going to go to like the waypoint, this enemy. And even doing that, I'd get lost. Like, it's so fucking like big and like twisting and shit. So it's out, it's here. I haven't had nearly the amount of time I've wanted to spend with it, but you know, it's Doom, rape and tear, as they say. Hopefully next week, I'm not even going to fucking say it again. No hope for next week. That'll break the streak. www.gruntfreepress.com is the website. I'm Absolute Deicide. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Wash your eyes and touch your hands or whatever the fuck we're doing now. I'm actually, you might hear my voice and be like, oh, you sound pretty sick. Nope. That's just how I am. Normally, this is me healthy as can be. People say we got it made. Don't they know? So afraid, isolation. We're afraid to be alone. Everybody.
Everybody got to have a home. Isolation. Just a boy and a little girl trying to change the whole wide world. Just a little town, everybody trying to pull us down. Isolation. I don't expect you to understand. To blame, you're just a human, a victim of the insane. We're afraid of everyone, afraid of the sun. Isolation. The sun will never disappear, but the world may not have many years.